Okay, last week we spent time in Siman Vav, Sif Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Before I move on, there were one or two points that I left. The question there is when a wife says that she was Mizana. Neshus Sif Yud Aleph, Yud Beis rather, was Neshus Kain Sha'oi Meres Nibalti, Shoz Abala Nanasti. She says she was Nanas, actually Sif Yud Aleph. It was an Eishes Yisrael who says to her husband that she's usher to him. Of course, by Eishes Yisrael, it would have to be b'mezid in order to be usher. By Eishes Kayin, it'll be nenasti. Now, this is the last sugya Masechtas Nedarim, that Tzadik Aleph, which I believe Daf Yomi is getting to shortly.
In the home stretch.
There's one point here that I want to discuss. We discussed last week a woman is not neman as to ask herself to a husband because the Gemara says the end of Nedarim and Gittin that Shemeinah Nosa Ba'acher. Shemeinah Nosa Ba'acher. Maybe she wants a divorce. And this is a way of getting out of the marriage. She tells the husband, I'm awesome. It's fascinating. In the Gemara Nedarim, it says that the Mishnah Rishayim, meaning original Psak, was that she's believed. Because there's a chazaka, a woman is not mezalzen herself. So she's believed. But then when they saw that there was a possibility that women are doing it just to get out of the marriage, so the Mishnah Achrayim, or the final Psak, was that Isha's not neman is to say she's a Asura Labayla, whether it's an Eishes Kayin, she says Nanasti, and Eishes Saul that says Nebalti Beratzayin, because Shemei Ne Nos Nebacher. That's what it says in the Sugi Sagamara. There's a long round there. The round says, how could the Rabbanan do that? If Dikra Din is that she's also to her husband, so what does it mean? The Rabbanan said, oh, we're afraid Shema. We're talking about Yisurim Dairaisis here. And how could the Rabbanan for Gzeira do it? So the round, there's a Peldik around there. The round has two Pshatim. We'll see, maybe we'll come back to it. It's not important for the moment. We're learning the halacha, so the background of this the kuda, at this at least for now, is not so significant.
So when was it Shabbat Navshed? He's mitzvah to her, but she's also to him.
So that I mentioned last week in the Chiddush Reb Shimon, he says that the whole sugya, Chiddush Reb is a ksuba simchas, I believe it was, that this is all a discussion of him. But she really, if she knows she's asura, so she can't live with him, which is a steer to the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. Everything just says we don't trust that period. So it's mashra they continue being married. Rav Shimon comes along and says, yeah, but if she knows the husband's giving her iser, she is iser for her. So I'm putting that aside. They're like. I think I quoted the Tisaliyaz. He said, "Noshim lavdina gemiri." The women don't know halachis, so we don't even discuss this. But
why is it called kind of
what?
What? Why is it called kind of the woman?
Okay, so that's the Ran. Okay, the Ran. I said I'm not going to say. I'll tell you what he says in the first teretz. But it's a chiddush gadol. He says again. I would bear in mind the case. You have a couple that's married. Let's say it's just Kayin, the case we have here. And she walks in. She says, "Ne nasti." So Mikra Din, she should be believed, and she is also to her husband. Rabbanan came along, and they said, Shemei nos nabacher, so she's not believed. So the Ran says, if Mikra Din is she believed, because you're afraid, Shemei nos nabacher, you're going to wipe away a deraisa. The Ran says in his first teretz, this teretz, he says that, Kol de Mekadish Shadai to Rabbanan, Mekadish Shafkin Rabbanan Lekidusha Minei. It was sort of a battle, the Kedusha Lemafreya. Which is something the Rabbanan don't typically do. There are four cases in Shas where they do it. But anyway, that's the Ran's first teretz, which all the other Rishayim, at least the Achrayim, take on as a Chiddush Gadol. And his second teretz of the Ran is fakarat that the umdina is that she wasn't then, so that a more standard.
If she was nested to a guy, it wouldn't help.
It wouldn't help.
Because she's kai masulia to her.
Right. If it was a guy, even if it was before marriage, it would be a problem.
Well, my kid's Dushan, I mean, she was never married, but still,
she would
still be
Asura. Dafkin Elushan wouldn't help. Oh, you make a good point. Dafkin Elushan only helps for Ashes Yisrael, which is really the main. For Ashes Yisrael, she married to Yisrael, and she says, I was never love her Ratzin. So the Makir Elushan was good cousin. But Ashes Kayin, it helps for this Ashes Ish.
Trial,
right. So it helps.
Even the unbeliever, when we say she says she's also to her husband, the unbeliever.
Right.
Wasn't like a nether. She's saying that she's also
so to that, her they answer, there's no Shavya Nafshe, she's Mishubedas Lai. She can't be Shavach Nisura to Mefkia, she's already Mishubed to him. So the Shavya Nafshe, which is she's creating it, we don't really believe her, but Shavya Nisura, she doesn't have that kind of.
But the
what? I think that's what he's saying. It's not a suffix, or at least it's the umdin is more this way. It's hard to say it's not a suffix, but that the umdin is stronger in this direction. So that's why. That's why. I think so. You'll see it around. It's hard to come up with. It seemed they would have to have a new kedushin with a new, well, no Sheva brachas, but at least 3 days he can't go to work, right?
So according to
what?
Yeah.
What?
So according to this, when the husband
it's a psak din, she's ain on the man.
Right, so at the end, in the beginning, where it says,
the man asks, because of umdin, ain't she is also a spaz. Sorry.
No, it is.
Same thing. Okay. Okay, what I wanted to discuss today is the second clause, so to speak, in this halacha. And that is that even though al pi halacha, she's not believed, it says in Sif Yud Beis, turning to Sif Yud Beis, it says, Eishes Kayin Shemeres Labayla Nenasti, Ashigagas, Shigagti, Uba Lea Acher, Ashaba Eirecha Veid Loyalea, Shizinsa, Bein Baitis, Bein Baratzen. Eina Asura, Lav, Shema, Eina Anas, Nabachem. There's no demons. Now, Erech is also not believed. That's him, he's not believed. Now, the next line. Imhine menes loi. If she trusts him, no, he trusts her, it should say, Oi, Oi ha Eid Nemon loi. Or, the Eid is believed to him, is Sama Taitel Advara, Harizei Yaiti, Kidei Latzi Sidei Safi. If he trusts her, which would be the case. Most Eishes Kayin people are happily married. When Eishes Kayin tells her husband they're nasty, most of the time it would be a case where he trusts her. So then Yaitzi has to give her a get. If he believes her, he has to give her a get. Even if he just believes the Ein Echad, he has to give her a get. So the question is why this is so. There are rules of Neman, it's in Halacha. And if the rule of Neman is that she's not believed, just because he says, I do believe, why that matters. So this comes back to a klal that Rav Moshe uses many times, and I see that Rav Chanan Kavitchirim also. It's a rule which has come up repeatedly, that when there's the idea, when you know something, there's no rule of proving things. You only have to prove things if you don't know. If there's the idea, if you know something, then the rules of don't come up. Now, when every time I say this, I give two examples. One is if two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon, and Bezin questions them, they pass a Reuven's Chayev Misa, and then Baharuk Baraglov, then Shimon walks into Bezin. So everyone will say, we don't give Reuven Misa. I'll tell you why. Two Eidim said Reuven killed Shimon, so it's Chayev Misa. What's the reason? So people tell me, well, Anan Sadi, it's like Trey Vitray. I say, really? It's Trey Vitray? It's a Safik in Ruvi? It's Chayim Misa? You think so? You what?
They were mistaken,
they were Shimon. They're not Kosher Eid, they know who he killed.
So
the answer is that when you have a Yediyah, is not. The example that I mentioned is Rav Moshe brings some Ksubis, the story with Rava and Rav Papa. Rava was about to be Mechayev Shvua, and Rav Papa said, don't make him swear. The first case, Rav Papa said, No, first case was the wife. I'm sorry. First case is Rava's wife whispered to him, don't let this guy swear, he's a liar. So Rava was mahapach to shvua. He said, okay, you're not never to swear to you, I don't want to swear. So he's mahapach to shvua. Then the Gemara said, another case, similar case, where Papa was the one who said to Rava, he's not believed. And Rava said, you're an eid echad, do you have a second eid? Papa said, no. He said, so it doesn't count. So I think the Lashon Gemara is, Loi tehei Rav Papa kebas Rav Fista? Rava married the daughter of Rav Fista. Loi tehei Rav Papa kebas Rav Papa is not as good as Bas Rav Fista? So the Gemara says something to the effect that Rava knew his wife. So Ramesha says, the Gemara is telling us that when you have a yediyah, it doesn't go with the rules of Nemanis. When you know something for sure, it doesn't go with the rules of Nemanis, and you can't pask it, you have a shua. Rava knew Rav Papa by reputation. That's not a idea. But he knew about his wife, personally, that she, what she says has got to be true. Now, these are the two cases I typically mention. I want to add a couple of cases. There's one Rebbe Chanan, unbelievable Rebbe Chanan, Bava Basra Kufnun Tes. Gemara says, Kravim are not kosher leidus. You can't have two brothers say eidus, or a brother say eidus about a brother. We all know that. Kravim are not kosher. Gemara said, why are Kravim not kosher? It's not because of chashash m'shaker. It's not because we're afraid they're lying. It's because there's hakasav. The Torah says that kravim, the Gemara's lashon is, even if Moshe and Aaron will walk in and say, hey, this, their brothers, doesn't count. That's a Gemara. Zok Rav Chanan, they wouldn't be believed out to Eidus. But if Moshe and Aaron said something, Bezer were paskin that way out to Nansahadi. We know it's true. The Rav Chanan says, when you have a idea, you have a idea. Whatever didn't aid this, but we're going to pass it that way anyway because we know. That's what Mocharan says. It's not the mashvois when you read the Gemara, but Rabbi Mocharan writes that there in Baba Basra and in the Kavit Shurim, he writes that that you believe. And other Rabbi Mocharan, beautiful Rabbi Mocharan, the Asterius, we know Torah la b'shemayim he. So if a Baskel Paskins Tanu Shalachanoi one way or the other, we don't listen to a Baskel. So Bachanan in his Kuntres Divrei Seifrim says, one minute. It says about the Mon that the Mon what's the Pasik? Zera Gid who? That it was Magid, right? What's the Lashon? It says that the Mon, if they had a Shaila, if a baby was a bas zayin to the previous husband or to the current husband, bas tes to the previous, so they waited. If the month for the baby fell by this person's door, it was his child. If it fell by that person's door, it was his child. The same thing in Eved. In Eved, there was a suffix in din who was kind of the Eved. Look where the month fell. Rabbi Chanan asks, he brings it, I think, from the Chida. There, Rabbi Chanan asks that Torah la b'shemayim, how could the month paskin? The man is vayta Torah b'shemayim. So B'chanan answers, it depends. The paskin ahalacha Torah la b'shemayim. But to tell you a physical fact, a metzias, Shemayim is telling the truth. Shemayim is pasul eidus. God is not kashul eidus. He's not. 1 minute. It's not kashul eidus. So the din eidus, it doesn't have a din eidus. But if it's telling you a physical fact, the fact is true. You have the idea. If the man fell by his door, you know that this is his baby. You don't have witnesses, but you know. When you have the idea overrides. He has the Rav Tum, the same thing. Rav Tum can't pass in halachas. The Bezin didn't, the Sanhedrin didn't go to Rav Tum to pass in halachas. They should go to Mulchava and that, so they went, but it didn't pass in din. It didn't pass in halachas. So again, Rav Chanan is saying, this is saying that when you have the idea. Another example came to mind was, I'm trying to collect all the places, this is Emes, there's a famous Chacham Tzvi, Tshuva Ayin Dalet, the chicken without the heart. There was a case, so they came to Bezdin, they came to the Rav, said they opened the chicken, it had no heart. So it's got to be a trefa, the chicken. So Chacham Tzvi said it's kosher. What? He said it was a lie before you shechted it. Yeah, the blood came spritzing out. Yeah, so it had a heart. So he says, what happens if two witnesses will come and tell you it had no heart? The only had no heart. So he says probably it was a cat nearby that snatched the heart. But there was no cat nearby. He said, it had a heart. I don't care if 100 eggs to tell me there was no lathe. A living chicken has to have a heart. And he passed in his kasher. And how can he pass in his kasher if two eggs say they opened it, it had no heart? The answer is that that when you have the idea, you know it's not true. So it doesn't go with the rules of Nemanis, the rules of Eidus. Ramesh's attack by Chalav Yisrael is also based on Yediyah. If there's Yediyah, then you don't need proof. I mention it here because I don't know for certain, but that may well be the pshat in Mihine Menes Loi that the halach is. In other words, if the person says, it's like Rabbi said about his wife, I know she's telling the truth. If a man says about his wife, you say maybe she wants to get divorced. You know, it's sometimes people have inklings of something like that. If he says, I know that I trust her, I know she's telling the truth, when there's the idea, so it's not subject to Dine Nemanis. And Mimela, at least that would explain this. So that would be an explanation for this clause in Hine Menes Layasura. And now we're going to learn the Beishmul. Turn back, Beishmul Chavzai, and I think it would answer Akash on the Beishmul as well. Beishmul Chavzayin. Okay, what are we saying? That, I'm sorry, I'm going to be matriach your wrists. Just turn back to the beginning of your gimel. Eishes Kayin Shamar Labailin Nenasti. We're going on the same case. Eishes Kayin told her husband Nenasti, Abishi Muteres Labailin Kubashin Nizbar. We don't believe her because Shabbat knows Nasabacher. She's permitted to her husband. But Hariya Sura Lachol Kayin Shabailin Mach Shiamas Baila. When her husband dies, she's Asur. Now, why is she Asura? We don't believe her. We say Shemei Nena Sabacha. Why is she Asura? So we say, Ach Shem is Baila, Sharei Haidis Shehizayna. She said Haidah that she was Mizana. Shas Asra Atzma Venasis Kechatich Adi Isura. It's a din of Shavi Anashich Adi Isura. Whether we believe her or not, but she's Shavi Anashich Adi Isura. So to a present husband, she can't be mafkia herself. But if the husband dies and she wants to remarry, so now she asks it herself and it's gone. Chaks b'chaykikin bey says if she gave it a masla, if she had a good excuse, if she had an explanation, then she's believed. The question here is, what about her children? A woman says, nenasti, and Bezin said, keep on being married to your husband as a kayin. Now, according to her, her children are a halalim, her future children, are a nakayanim. So Beishmul Chavzayin talks about this, and he says the following. Okay, the top line, page of Zayin. Sha'asra atzma, nirin. Im nisis l'kayin, if she married, subsequently married a kayin, b'neha k'sherim. De'ena ne'menes lifsa b'neha. She's not believed to make her children psulim. She was shavi anashe chatichid yisura. She said, I'm also to a kayin. She can't ask her children. Dafka la'av nosan ha'toyra ne'monis. We had that, and when we learned Dine Mamzer and Simen Dalin, we had that a father has a ne'monis ta'aser children. V'loy la'ev, because they're yakir. But not, they didn't give the mother the right. It's a tilia is easy. Now, im ha'av o'ymer, demamid l'devoreha. What happens if the father says, I believe her? Yachael Lasais Labanov Khalolim. Kumashinemalaim ben Grushahi. Since the Torah gives Yakir to the husband, so the husband has a nemanis to aser his children. Miuk Shalai Motzla Basulum via Mezar Stani Nenasti Ishlaim, this is the claim, but now Suffolk Khalolim. Mechanika raised the flame. No, the old children born before are certainly Ksherin. But it means now she said they're nasty, she stayed with her husband. Let's say her husband died, she married another kayin, shalikadin. And now they have children. So according to her, the children are halalim. But she's only believed, she's not believed objectively. She's believed because of the dinner. Shavya Nafsha Kedivin Yisura. So Shavya Nafsha, she's believed on herself. She's not believed on other people. Edecha's not believed a Davish of Erva. Certainly a woman's not believed a Davish of Erva. So why is she believed about her children? She's not. The husband is Nedecha. The Torah says Yakir, that the husband has an emunus about his children. He's believed to say about his children. So once I just finished. So Beis Shmuel says, if he believes her, then he could ask his children. So the Beis Meir here says a very strong language. I've never heard such a thing. She's not believed, and he's believed. If he says, I believe her, so that's called he's believed. Like, if he says, I know that my children are psulim, yakir lo bishnai. He comes in the Bez, and she says something. Bez says, we don't believe you. He says, I do believe her. So now, he's going to ask her children based on her nemanis. The Beis Shmuel says, the Beis Meir says, hey, how could that be? How could he be, he's believed, but him being believed, that he believes her, that it all comes down to her nemanis. How does it work that when her nemanis through him, the children are going to be awesome?
Why is he denying her if he believes her?
Had he had Tzahara? You know, there's such a thing. Unfortunately, we had it sometimes, okay? What? So if, the way I'm saying is that Yediyah works, he's saying, I have a Yediyah. It's not that I trust her, I give her them on. Bezin doesn't give her them on, so I do give her them on. You're right, that's ridiculous. But if he says, I have a Yediyah, I know her, and I know for certain it's true, no different than Rava and Basra Chista. Where if you have a Yediyah, you're Paskin. How could Rava Paskin? He doesn't know it's apostle. He believes his wife that it's apostle. But his wife, the Torah says his wife is not Nemanis. The answer is, he's not because he says my wife is Nemanis. It's because he says, I have a Yediyah, and based on my Yediyah, I'm giving up Sark.
When Rav Moshe was told by a mother of the Chassan that her son's a mamzer, he didn't believe her. So that's the same thing.
Maybe it's not the same thing. A person's not, you don't have to bring a raya, a person's not believed. The chiddush is when you are believed. The fact that she's not believed, that's a pashut. The chiddush would be that if someone does believe, that he could ask. That, right? The fact you're not believed.
What would happen nowadays if such a thing happens?
I mentioned last week, it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. Pashas have to get divorced. I mentioned last week that maybe if they could be in a house, they married without ever being over Yichud. It's an eitan, I quoted from later. But it's a tragedy. It's such a tragedy.
The fact
that
he
dochened
and did everything as a kohen. After he stayed married to this woman, he was not supposed to. He's also to what?
You mean it's a contradiction because
right.
He kept on
doing it. He kept doing it.
I hear. I don't know. It would be a contradiction if he believes it. Like I said, maybe it's a hard. I don't know. All right, Shaila today is the following. You have a kayin, Bal Tshuva. Let's say you can show he's a kayin. Right? Shulchan Aruch says that if he has a ksuba and it's written kayin from a frum ancestor that you believe. So you have a kayin, and he's about tshuvas. He talks to his parents. His mother tells him that before I married your father, I was mizana with a guy. She says, before I got married, I was mizana. So she's now she bets him is not believed. She's not a shomer Shabbos. She's not a shomer Shabbos, and she's a woman, and she's an eidachad. Bets him she's not believed. What happens when the child says, I believe her? I believe her. Right? Shaflana says, no, husband says, I believe her. What if the child says, what should I do? I believe her. Now, here it's really worse. The whole reason not to believe a woman who says, Nenasti, is Shemeina Nostabacha, she wants to get divorced. You're not divorcing her, they're not from.
Right.
You're not divorcing her. So there's really no cheshash shemei ne'anos tabacher, and it's a problem. Ramayshin nigras mayshin chelik dalav evan ezer tshuva yud beis. He brings the the Ran in the Darim, who says that the Etzem, a woman would be believed, if not Shemen or Natna Ba'acher, and it's a problem.
So he's not a Kohen, that's all.
So he's not a Kohen. So
he can marry.
Yeah, so it's a Kula, he can marry whoever he wants. But it's also, he's now going to end up going to Beis HaKfaris, he's going to end up being Metama, he's not going to Dochen. I mean, but Nachinami, if he believes her, if he believes his mother, so. What? She.
She's not a
Kula,
she's not a
Kula. Yeah, we're talking about
she's not a
Kula. So that's what I'm saying. Again, it must be working, or Moshe doesn't say the words. But it must be working with the same idea of Yedia. He says, I trust her, I believe her.
So the Goyim would say it too?
What?
The Goyim would say something. I can't advocate for the thing. You say it, that they have not trust Yedia.
If you have Yedia, you have to know the person well enough to say Yedia. You can't just arbitrarily say, I trust him, he's a nice guy, because then you're fooling yourself. But we're told Lechumra that when you believe somebody, you have to know how far you say Yediyah. You have to remember, Rava to Rav Papa was not called Yediyah. In fact, he had a reputation as a God of Ladar, wasn't enough. That means he has a reputation. But his wife, who he knew firsthand, so you could say you have a Yediyah. A child with a mother, I could have the same Yediyah.
This kid about should be in Barotson, the same thing. She
says
himself
in Barotson. Yeah.
Same child.
Yeah, I mean, to her husband, even.
Yediyah
works Lakula
also.
Ramesh is talking Lakula. He's talking, I can tell you, Shaila was written in Russia to an elderly frum couple whose children became communists. And they asked Ramesh, they were elderly and very infirm, and their children took care of their food needs. And there's Nasham Shabbos and they're manais. But they say, we know them, we know our children, they wouldn't be mad, they're very kibbut avayim, and they wouldn't be mashalas. So Ramesha writes, if you have a yediya, at least b'shasat chak, if you have a yediya, then you could be meikel. I mentioned here in the past, that when the Philendla boys became from, and their parents had come from Russia, and at that time were not Shem Shabbos, and they had a shad about trusting the kashas in the house. And it was the same Shiloh. They felt that their parents are trustworthy, but they weren't Shem Shabbos. So I took him to Rebelsky. So Rebelsky said, oh, Ramesh's famous Shiloh. Except the reverse. Over there, the parents were from and the child wasn't. And here the parents were not from and the child was. So after the Maisa, I said, I wish I would know who they are. I wouldn't be surprised at the same line, you know, like Terah Maseres. But he said the same thing. He said, as long as you're living in the house, you should be Simach, when you get married, that's it. And it was a little hard for the parents. You know, they got married, he said, okay, I can't eat by you anymore. You want to come for Shabbos, I bring my own food. It was very difficult for them. I met with the parents here very often. And when they were upset, the child got mad, don't trust them, I said, don't worry, you'll become Shem Shabbos. How do you know? I said, my experience is, for their children, people don't become Shem Shabbos. But for their Einikloch, nobody wants the grandchildren to look at them as gods. You'll see, for your grandchildren, you'll do it. The Kachava, that's what happened. When it comes to grandchildren, it's a different mussy. At any rate,
the case of the Kayan who believed his mother, that's not Chassat Fak, that's a big Kula.
It's a Chumra there. I mean, okay. It's a Chumra Lakula. He wants even Mekel to marry his own. Ramesha Paskins, that, even without that Ramesha Paskin, but okay. Okay, we move on to Sifya Dalit. Okay, we've dealt with all the typical cases. Typical, not so typical, but a little typical. Now, Sifya Dalit. I'm going to remind you of the first Mishnah in Ksubis. Everybody learned it at some point in Yeshiva. How does the first Mishnah in Ksubis begin? Isha, Besula Nisus, Liam Revi. So here you're teaching boys in Yeshiva. Besula Nisus, Liam Revi. Besula gets married Wednesday night. Why? Because if he finds Pesa Pesuach, if he finds that there's no dam, so Yashkim Lebezni, he goes running to Bezna the next day, and that's the first sign. You always wonder if a mother asks her child, what are you learning this year? Ksubis, what's it about? You know, it's so difficult to, I'm wondering, when the city comes in to do their inspections of Gemara, are you going to say, what are you learning about? And you know, you can explain it to them, I don't know exactly. It's an amazing thing. You know, we're in court, Professor Krakowski wrote something. He tried to explain to the court the lumdus of Gemara. So he tried to explain the first sugi in Hamafkin. You give some for a pekadin, then you voluntarily pay, then the kefil goes to you. There's no way the judge would understand this stuff. I mentioned it to Shabbos table. My wife showed me. This is a repeat of what happened in Tsarist Russia. When the Russian government made a law that they have to learn secular studies, so they said Gemara is worth something. So whoever the minister, I forgot his name, a real Russian name, the minister said, he's going to go and learn a Gemara with the class and see. He couldn't follow. He couldn't follow 12-year-olds. He was sitting in class. He couldn't follow the Gemara. It's, I'm sure, repeat of the same the same idea. So what are we going to say? But that's the first sugya ksubis. We all learned ksubis, that a man who doesn't find dam, jumps up in the morning, he runs to Besni, he says that Pesach Pesuch Mitzvah. Let's review what's the halacha there. If he's married to a Yisraelis, he's mutter because of Svek Sveika. Now bear in mind, what's a Svek Sveika? Maybe she was Nensa. Maybe she was Nensa. And then she's mutter to Yisrael. And that's even if it was between the Kedusha and the Suwit. And Shema, originally she was but if it's Eshes Kayin, you only have one suffix. The suffix Tachtav, suffix Natachtav. If she was Mizana Natachtav, she's Muteret. Mizana Tachtav, it doesn't matter. Oynes Amela, she's Asur Labad. That's the first sugi. Now, it would seem, if you just learned that Gemara, that nowadays as well, if a man gets married and there's no dam, he has to jump up and run to bed. The physical fact of the matter is that most women who get married usually sometime between, let's say, 18 and 25 years old, half have no dam at all. And even from the half that do have dam, they have usually very slight dam. They do b'dika, they find dam. And probably 60 to two-thirds of the women, they don't have dam. Why don't they have dam? So really two explanations. One is that Tosfos says on Daf Tes that the Mishnah is talking about a Nara. And once she's this Bagra, it's already the nature, the physical nature is that it stretches out and it's common. So that already says in Tosfos. The second thing is that women are very active today, and the fact is that women who go ice skating or bicycle riding, they stretch that area of their body. They tend to stretch out the b'sulim. Some of them become a chazakum mukhisaitz. They actually see at a certain time that they break their b'sulim, and some don't. So Tosfos says it's only by a geres, it's only by a nara, somebody who's 12 and then once in this bagra. So the whole sugya there does not. Now it's not a Gemara, it's a Tosfos, and really the question is how far that goes. Lahalacha. So it's learned Sifya Dalet, and it's a little it's upsetting. I read Sifya Dalet, and it really sounds like there's man Isaiah, you got to go to bed.
Our minutes apart.
So Chaim is right. So really, we don't have any issue by Eishes Yisrael, because our minhag today is to do the Kedushin and the Chuppah together. Mm-hmm. It used to be they did Kedushin, and she's an Eishes Ish, but she still lives by her husband, by her father's house, and then she got married, you know, Yom HaMitzvah. She got married up to a year later, plus a wedding, so she got married within a year, so it was Shailav's Nus Tachtav. Today, where our minig is to do the chuppah, the kedushin and chuppah simultaneously, even if you're in the yichud room, we do it almost simultaneously. So our minig is there'll be no possibility issues mizana tachtav. There's no issue. It's interesting. The fact that we do it together is actually a ramah later in Siman Nun Hey that says Aminik Pashad Ashav, it's Nun Hay Aleph. Aminik Pashad Ashav, Likrai Skopa, Mokim Shemachnis, and Yeria Prusa Gabi Kunsois. Machnisa Tatea, Chosan Vakala Barabim. Umakacha Sham. We go under the canopy. There's five sheets, is what's called chuppah, but we name on the chuppah is the canopy. And we put her under the chuppah, him and her under the chuppah. Vachazabai, Makacha Sham, Umavarchin Sham, Berchus Erisin, and Berchus Nasuin. And that's what we call the Yichud room. So that's the minig today, which we all know. We never saw a kedushin separate. Why did this minig happen? So the Gra in Sukkot Yod Alev there says, Tam leminig zeh. What's the reason for this minig? Shaloi te eser olav b'pesa pesuach. Because of Asif. Because we're afraid it'll be by Elhar, and there'll be no besulim. And then she's going to become Asatim, Chekos of Aran, Mechenu B'Yerushalmi. That the reason we do it is Taka because of this issue. So the Mechabe here goes through the Mishnah Ksubis for a Suffolk Tachtov, Suffolk not Tachtov. Now obviously, by Eishes Kayin, it doesn't resolve the issue. Because if she was Mizana not Tachtov, it still would be a Suffolk with whom she was mizah. So let's learn Sifya Dalit, which again is the first sugi of Ksubis. Kayin shekiddush gedayla, oiktana. Muhammad says it doesn't matter if it's kedushay ktana or kedushay gedayla. Either way, the vachas manbal olea, and there was a separate type of kedushin to the suin. The tan shabatsa drusas ish, and he says I found that she was not a besula. Neseres olav mesafik. This is not by a kohen. She's asking for mesafik. Shema kaidim kiddushin nebala oyache kiddushin. In this case, maybe it's before kiddushin, someone is mutatar, or after kiddushin. Ava Yisrael shatan tainezu. But Eishes Yisrael says the pesuk mesaf mitzasi loy neser olav. She yeshkan shnei sveikas. Shema kaidim kiddushin. Shema ache kiddushin. One safik. Remember the Sugi Ksubis says Iba Eishes Yisrael, if she got kedushin less than 3 years old, so there's no suffik tachtav. Tan shamasin drusasish neseres la misafik shem ain kan ella suffik echad shem abayin shem abaratzim misafik shalisa tira is lachubra. Right, so Baruch Hashem, this is not Negeah much today, which is why you don't see Mefarshim on this Sif. The idea seems to be, now this halach is brought in Simen Samaches Mor Arichus, and there the Chalkas Machaikak brings the Sheet of Taisvis, that it doesn't apply to a Begeres, but he's Mechalik. That only Pesach Pesuach doesn't apply, but Dam does apply. Apparently, he was still Shviach Dam. Mm. So it bothered me that if when you finish here, it seems to be that there's a Taina. If there's no Dam, there's a Taina. Okay, so we do Kiddushin, and it doesn't come up Halacha Lamaisa, but still, it was somewhat troubling. Our women don't Lamaisa, they don't have Dam. They're not. So there is a tshuva that Yitzchak, that's our Paiskin brings, and then Yitzchak says this, that today the women, he's mitzar of many tzirufim, but his main taina is that there's no chazaka that women would have dam if they're besula, is mizman hazeh.
Even in Yitzchak, is there a thing in issue
with the ksuba? Okay, so the two questions. First question was, it's still a bum in a sticky issue in the ksuva. That's why it's in Samaches, because in the Samaches does talk about the ksuva. And it does say there, if there's no dam, she's not entitled to 200. She's entitled only to 100. Unless she says, I should add, if she says, Mukatei Sayisi, she says, I remember, I fell and I bled, she's believed. There's no reason not to believe her. It's only when he says, you're not a basula. He says, I am a basula, when they contradict each other. So it does say that there. Again, Bizman Azeh, it's hard to understand that would carry through. Now, just the second question that Daniel asked was about the Ksuba writing Besula in a case where she's not a Besula. This is unfortunately a common shaila where a woman gets married and she confides to her husband, her chassan, she's not a Besula. And he's Yisrael, so it doesn't matter, or he's a kayin, and she says, I was Peshos Peshit, she's saying I was Nibala, but it was to a yid. So the question is, what do you write? Do you write in the Ksuba, do you write Besula? So most of the time, they're not so comfortable having a Ksuba that doesn't say Besula, even though nobody in the crowd would realize. I've done things where I said, I'll read the Ksuba and I'll say Besula. I'll just say the words, but they're very uncomfortable with it. So Ramesh has a tshuva that Makom Tzarich, he says, if he's Meichel, the extra 100, you cry Besula with one condition. If she's marrying a Kayin, if somebody is an Almana, and we want to know if she wants to get married to a Kayin the second time, we pull out the old Ksuba. Because it's possible that she was a Grusha or a Bu'ula before she married Yisrael. Pull out the old Ksuba. If it said Besul, Besul Tada, and the first marriage, and we know the first marriage ended with the death of the husband, would matter. That's what we used to be matter. To marry a Kayin for a second marriage. Now he says, Ramosha says, that it depends. If she was Nibala to a guy, she's marrying Yisrael, it's perfectly okay. And she wants a Ksubas Besula. We can't give her a Ksubas Besula. Because later, if this husband dies, she wants to be married, we're going to assume she's Muteris to a Kayin. She's really not. So what we do in that case is we switch Ksubas. That's what I've done. Is we write one Ksuba. I've had it also with a Giyiris. The parents never told anyone that the child is a Giyiris. She's not marrying a Kayin, she's marrying Yisrael. But it's going to be a problem with the subsequent marriage. So we switch it. We have one ksuba under the chuppah. And later on, the Masada Kedushin goes with one other person who knows to the yichud room or wherever you do it, your private place, and you rip up the old one, you write a new one, and you redo the ksuba before they live together. So it's okay. By Svardim, it has to be done before the Yichud. The Machaba holds there also be Yichud. The Rambam Shita is Yichud Aroi Leviyah. It can't be without a Ksuba. But by Ashkenazim, the Yichud is Mutter. It's only the... So what they write, it's interesting. It's the funniest thing I once had. We were learning Subas in the Yeshiva. And a boy comes over to me. You happen to be a Masifta boy. And a guy, the fine boy, he's learning Subas. He said he wants to see his mother's Ksuba. So he looked at his mother's Ksuba. It said Meya. It didn't say Masayim. So he comes to me, he says, my parents' ksuba is wrong. It says, Meya, not Masayim. I said, that's not a mistake. I'll speak to them. So it didn't say Besul Tada. It didn't say Matrachta. Matrachta is what we write for Gerishin. Obviously, there was another reason that it was Meya, but it's an amazing thing. He's learning the Masechta. He has a chap. Like, it didn't dawn on him for a mother, it didn't dawn on him that there'd be any other reason that it would be
after the wedding.
So normally you write Matrachta. If they don't want, we could just write, Ramesh says, you don't have to write she's a Grusha, you don't have to write she's a Yairus, you just write a Meya, and that's good enough. As long as you write Meya for later, it's good. And Ramesh is not there writing Basulta and Masayim, as long as the Chasn is Michael. He agrees, and she's not a Surah Lekai.
Maybe after the wedding, if there's no dam, does she have to keep Hakko Sunida?
Yeah, well, Chayshish, there was dam, and the Zerak. Right. Dam Basula, the Drabbanan. When the ladies complain, we say, it's your fault. It says, the women were Machmer al Atzman, I feel right, Tibna Chadl. Originally, it was a woman's Chumra. Later, I think Reb Zera made it into a Takana Kabua. But it started off with the ladies. They were wrong.
Okay.
Oh, it's interesting. It seems that way. Even though Pitch Ketana Anusa, one of the Mepharshim says that it still says such a lashon. I'm not sure. Could be it has to do with Malam Aibal, which is the. So I want to tell you, just for the lumpness of it, when we learn Subis, Habakasha, it bothered me, and I found the Rishashi as the Kasha. On Taisis on Daftes. Here you have a woman, and she, let's say she's not a besula. She denies it, and the husband says, no, she wasn't a besula. She was a mizan. Safik tachtav, safik not tachtav. He's a kayin. So if it was tachtav, she's also fair. Now, so we consider it a 50-50 safik, and she's also. I don't understand. Kedusha to the suin was, let's say, 12 months. How old is she? She's 20 years old. So from when she was Roila Bia till today, it was 17 years. Why don't you go bust a Roiv's man? Why don't you say Roiv should paskin? She could have been Nibala at any point. Now you say a little girl's not Nibala. Okay, maybe after 15, she has time as does. So from 15 to 20, it's 5 years, she could have been Mizana. And Kedushin Nesuim was 1 year. Why don't you go bust a Roiv's man? Now you can't tell me there's no such thing as Roiv's man. It's a Mishnah Shkolim in the 7th Perek. It says if you find money in the Harabayas, it says if you find money in Yerushalayim, you used to clean it every week, every day. So you say Hashta now, but you find on the Harabayas. It says if you find money, the Shaila is, do you assume it's Maisa Shani money? Or do you assume it's Chulin money? You found money, it's Harei Yerushalayim. So it says, what it says is, Bizman Ali Larego, most of the money in Yerushalayim is Maaser Sheni money. The rest of the year, it's Chulin. But it says Befeirush there in the Mishnah, if you find money in a place they don't clean, you go bus a Roiv's man, and you assume it's Chulin. Most of the year is not Ali Larego, you go bus a Roiv's man, the Kula. So it's very perplexing. Why, by Znus, why don't you go bus a Roiv's man? Not only that, she's happily kedushin. She's happily married. I just to this man. Why would I say she did an aveir in isakaris tachtav when she could have been just an iser penuya, which is questionable exactly what the iser is. Not tachtav. I don't know the answer. The Rishash is not to be. Why did you go bust a rice man? I think he's the one that brings the mission shkalim. And
she was born a psula, so you assume she was a psula as long as possible.
So that the Beis Shmuel here says, this is a Cheskes Kashrus against a Cheskes Agav. You see, Beis Shmuel Chavtes, he's really quoting a Taisus. Beis Shmuel said, Lo yamrinu ukma oisach as kasa shesek sheira. Why did you go bust a chazak? You have a sub, she's kasher or not. We have a chazak in the Meikara. So the Yeshleimar adarabba, ukma oisach as kasa she besula. Right, the chazak of these things didn't change. This Taisus, there you say, this is the Taisus. This Cheskes Agav, a chazaka in din. Cheskes haguf is, we say, a physical change happened later. Let's say a person dies. When they find the body, or even people are there, they don't know. Did he die before nightfall, and the yard site is the previous day? Or did he die after nightfall, and the yard site is the next day? So the halacha is that the cheskes haguf is he was alive. So we have a suffix when he died. So we say he died later. And we make the art site the later day. That's the halacha of Cheskes Haguf. The Gemara has a case, actually, with people who are sleeping. They go to the sleeping at night. In the middle of the night, one person gets up. I don't know, he goes to use the bathroom or something. And he climbs over his friends. And he and obviously, they're outdoors. There's no oil. But he tells about his friends. And he in the morning, when they wake up, later one of them doesn't wake up. He's dead. So this person has a shayla. I touched him during the night. Was he alive or not? So we say cheskes chai. We say cheskes haguf. He died at the last possible moment. That's chazak. It's not a svar. It's a zeres hakosif. We learn that tzaras. We say the tzaras shrunk at the last possible moment. So there's cheskes haguf. Now here, the cheskes haguf is bad. 1 second. The cheskes haguf says she became ois besula later. So besula as long as possible. She was Mizana Tachtav. The Chazak in Din says she started off a Ksheira, so she remained a Ksheira, which means that this Nus was not Tachtav. So Tosis asks, what do you do when you have two Chazakas? One is a Cheskes HaDin and one is a Cheskes HaGuf, and they're Saiser each other. So Tosis says you have to be Machmer. You don't go bust to the Cheskes HaGuf. You go bust. Now, it's a complicated issue with the Klolem of Chazaka. What we call it really is a Tati L'Reyesa. Hashta Nibala, the Chazaka de Hashta, and the Chazaka of Metzias against Chazaka, and then the two defeat the one, And that's the way the klalim work. When we're learning Suvis, I put it on the board. The strongest chazaka is a chazaka in din, the meikara, that it didn't change. Second strongest a chazaka is haguf, that it didn't change. Just a second. If it's a contradiction, those two, we go baschas ksheira. The third is a chazaka de hashta. Chazaka de hashta means the way she is now, she was, you find a mikvah chaser, you say it was chaser earlier. So it's called a tati lureya. So when you have two against one, and you go basa that, and that's the whole tumul about this taisis. Okay, so you're asking about chazakas. That's yeah. I'm sorry, you want to say something?
No, it's just a question that a person who's
oil of the taisis. Is it shusarav or shusariyachid? It should be suffered tovish sarav shusariyachid. It's a very good question. The minchas chinuch has a suffix. If it's Safik Tumas Kayanim, I'm not applying it right. I'm saying it's true, but you're right. It should depend on something. If it's Shusram or Shusayah, the other Safik Lagabi Dine Tumah. I'm just thinking, by a Kayan, a Safik, the Mechsim is a Safik if it's a Yeridea Dikadin or a Tumah Dikadin. Because he's Kayatame anyway. I think Rabbi Yashar has a psak. There's no rule of Shusram or Shusayah. No, but you're right. We're not talking about Kayanim. We're talking here about Sveikis. So it seems that I don't know, maybe the Chazaka Paskin Zai. See, a question is a good question. I don't know the answer. But. Okay, so Harkoponim, this is Sif Tezvav. This is Sif Yudalasi, Sif Tezvav. Interesting Sif. Hilchus Saita has anything to do with the 21st century? We don't have any Saita today. So you're going on the Chiddush today. Sif Tezvav. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. Don't warn your wife. It's a good policy in life not to warn your wife ever. But Lewis says in Sifte Zvav, Kol Isha Shekima Labayla, I bezdin, Vinistera. If a man tells his wife, you're not allowed to be beichud with that person, and she does it, V'loy Shasa Meisaita. Nowadays we don't have Meisaita. She didn't drink Meisaita. Asura labayla afilu Yisrael, she's also forever. The meis bayla asura lakayin. The person who warns his wife, and it's a very, you have to be very, very careful with this. You know, a person says, what's that loch? If a woman asks her husband, am I allowed to have yichud shadow work? Is it mutar not? And the husband says to her, no, it's also, you're not allowed to be miyachid. And then she goes, she's miyachid. And she comes on and says, you know, I couldn't do that to my boss. I couldn't walk out and I was miyach. So she becomes a saita. So a Baruch Hashem is an out. What? So that's the question. A kinu or a psak. Now, I want to read to you two halachas. We paskin, if you remember from the bays in saita, it's a machlaikis. We paskin ketzer a kinoi. It has to be in front of two witnesses. So in most of these cases, we're good. What? Oh, no, but I'm saying the kinoi has to be b'fnei shnayim. So whatever I want, the stira, but because we're glad we don't. But it has to be in front of two. Now, having said that, it does say in Siv Zion, in the Ramah, I'm sorry, the Mechaber, lo yomer adam li'ishtai, a man should never tell his wife, even privately, artistry and plainy. Dilma kaimalon karbiyasi ber Yehuda. Dama kino la beinoy la beinah have a kinoi. It's machlekes in the Gemara. And Mechaber says the chatchila, a person should be very careful not to do it. And Rama says akshav shein lanu meisaita im nistera achara kinoi asura loy la ilam. And he says something very important. Im shakach v'kinala, if you forgot this din, we never learned it, and he gave a kina, yimchala miyara la kina. There's such a thing as bitl kina. A person could be mevatel a kinoi that he did. If he did say something, he could be mevatel the kinoi, and the kinoi is ice. I happen to have somebody, a Taira, Talmud of the Yeshiva, who suffers from OCD. Baruch Hashem, he functions well. His mile is, he listens to his rebellion, whether it's me or others, but he suffers from OCD very much. And one of his OCD things is that his wife is us at him because he said things to her that are us. And every once in a while he calls me and I tell him, be mevatel People battle the kinoi. So I told him to be maisa maidah to me that any kinoi he does is batal. It doesn't mean to. Now, whether the Messiah's law works or not, I don't know. But for him, it works, that's for sure. But I hope he doesn't listen to the recording. It's just a halacha to know.
She's also to a coin because she's a zoner.
A saita.
Is there a time frame when he can be?
He has to be mevatel it before the ichud. If he says don't be miachin, and she's miachin, the bitl won't work. It doesn't work with my freya. But he can be mevatel the kind of laboy. What? No, he can vote by himself, it doesn't say. So anyway, lalochi you need to aid him. It's a chumra lechatchila that you shouldn't get into sveikas to be mekana beinah. Right, that's dinei saita, I guess. I'm not sure. I assume they are rishayim in the past. It's normally, we're not chayshish or das yachin in the tanoim. I don't know, but I assume that's what. Okay, sif tazayah next week.